It was fast. And of course, all capital campaigns go through a silent phase, and you try to have about half of what you expect to raise lined up. And so a year ago, the campaign originally was, I think, $44 million. And then by the time we even launched the campaign, we thought, well, we can do better than that. And we made it 50. And now I believe we, as of Monday, and this is not official, but 64.6 million. We're sweeping up the last of it now, and we'll enjoy, take a few breaths and be proud of ourselves, and then we'll start another one.
All right, year one's done. Here comes year two. What's next?
Whoa. Well, I think we are going to build on our strengths. You know, we wrapped up our 50th anniversary, and that gave us a lot of time to look back and say, where were we? Marvel at how we've grown, and really take a hard look at where we are. But we have built a lot to be proud of in 50 years. So we think to take these strengths, especially our academic programming, and build them out and make them more. And also identify things that we will be known for. So we do that in two ways. One will be building out the intellectual infrastructure that we provide. That's why we're here. That's our mission. But we are putting together, we're calling it the Innovation Network. We're packaging programming that we already have, adding some more, to create knowledge clusters that are economic knowledge clusters that will partner with existing industry, attract more industry, attract more students, attract more faculty. So you'll be hearing a lot from us this year about these three knowledge clusters. One is cybersecurity, and cyber is multidisciplinary. It's not just computer programming, which is kind of what you think, but we also have criminal justice involved in that and our government program involved in that. So we're really expanding our cybersecurity multidisciplinary cluster. Advanced manufacturing. We have rockstar engineering programs. And then the third one I call sustainable coastal communities. And honestly, I think that's where we will shine brightest. When you think of where we are, the environmental resources that we have that have to be researched and protected and investigated, and coastal communities have challenges that other communities don't. I mean, we have environmental challenges like hurricanes and things that require a resilience that are unique to us. And so I think we're going to see a lot of focus on those programs that kind of come together to provide support and academic support for sustainable coastal communities. So those are three kind of big package things. You're also going to see more UWL flags flying. We have committed to a strengthened presence in the region. We are already in downtown Pensacola. There will be more programming in downtown. We're moving cybersecurity shortly. We already have a presence in Fort Walton. We expect to strengthen that, especially in the area of advanced manufacturing. So what I think you can expect to see, you know, it's a physical evidence of our progress, is more Argo flags flying everywhere. And we're excited about that. And the community is behind us, and the region is behind us, and the state is behind us. You know, our faculty and our staff are energized. So it's a great time to be UWF.
Well, Dr. Saunders, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
I think that we are a gem in this part of the state, and we're going to polish that gem a lot. My job is to beat the drum and be the head cheerleader, and those are the things that I'm going to do. I think we're going to really be working on our alumni relations. Probably one of the most fun parts of this year was at graduation in December, as a wrap-up to our 50th anniversary, we invited our charter students, our 1968 and 69 graduates, and 48 of them marched in with our current graduates. I have never had so much fun. We had them after that for lunch, and I got more stories on what this university has been to them. And so I think you're going to start hearing a lot more from our alums who say, look, this place made its mark on me. And I took it and I ran with it and I did good things.
Dr. Martha Saunders is president of the University of West Florida. You can hear our entire conversation at wwf.org. Bob Barrett, WWF News.